Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There's a lot of talk and interest in what the next farm bill will look like. House Ag Committee Chairman Peterson has been reaching out to constituents to consider new ideas and approaches to the government's role and responsibility relating to food and agriculture. My judgment is that the next farm bill will be written in an atmosphere unlike any other time in the last 50 years. The overhang of national debt, the outrage of unsustainable government spending, and the worry that after Greece and Spain and Portugal, could we be far behind? The money is not going to be there to continue business as usual. If that is not enough, keep in mind there aren't many farmers anymore, and the rest of the people don't understand our business. Chairman Peterson spoke to us this week at a luncheon meeting of the Ag Roundtable. I like Chairman Peterson. He tells it like it is. He said, we've got to find a better way. Farm programs are too complicated. And if we expect to have a program at all, they need to be more understandable to city people. He went on to say that the dairy program isn't working. We probably need to get rid of the price support. Most people don't know this, but 70 or 80% of USDA budget is spent on food programs, including food stamps, school lunch, and WIC. 70 or 80%. Chairman Peterson said, we can't justify more money on feeding programs with obesity on the rise. We can't have it both ways. He's right. And he went on to point out that the government should not be spending so much money on empty calories for food, admitting that his sugar growers would not like to hear what he had to say. I do agree that we need to find a way to cut the cost of the feeding programs and not be seen contributing to the obesity problem. On trade, Chairman Peterson would like to see the bilateral trade agreements passed, but he didn't appear to be very optimistic. He was more hopeful about the Cuban trade and tourism legislation, and he's optimistic about the ability for ethanol to compete with petroleum, but questioned the long-term viability of biodiesel from soybean oil. He told us that our government has no choice but to limit discretionary and entitlement spending. We're in a hole, and we better stop digging. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and...